Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today. This is the Mayon Room. We'll resume the program shortly. Please find your seat and keep your phone on silent to avoid distracting the other attendees. We also like to encourage you to talk about today's program and use the hashtag SOTM20and25. I am Mirnayani. I'll be the session host for this morning sessions. For our first talk, is about integration of OpenStreetMap and Wikidata. OpenStreetMap Taiwan, with support from Wikidata, has cross-linked villages, rivers, school, mountain templates to Wikidata using external identifier and tools to ensure accurate and synchronized data. To present, please welcome Mr. Dennis Rylin Chen.
Thanks, the host, and thank you all on site and on the venue list. You are still here at the second day's first sections. I thought we'll be less than 10 people here, but I think we have 30 or 40 people here. So also yourself, yeah. Okay, I'm Dennis Rylin Chen from OpenStreetMap Taiwan. Okay, and my online ID is Superplex, both on OpenStreetMap and Wikidata, and I'm also a board member of Wikimedia Taiwan. And my other identity, including I'm also a working data working group member. So if you have any conflict with other editors, you can reach out to us to help you solve this problem. Okay, in Taiwan, we're quite close. OpenStreetMap Taiwan and Wikidata Taiwan community quite close to each other. We host monthly meetup every month in Taipei, the capital city of Taiwan. And for the members of both community, we're quite overlap with each other. So sometimes we OpenStreetMappers will do some Wikidata editing, and also Wikidata contributor doing some OpenStreetMap mapping stuff. And sometimes, and each year we host some big events together. Like for example, there's one of the biggest open source conference in Taiwan called CoSCUP, that we coordinate a track together to bring to the audience that both the amazing stuff are OpenStreetMap and Wikidata. And we mostly will discuss some major change monitor and the tagging schema or editing schema on both projects. And this is some challenge because sometimes the Chinese people have some issue with us. So they will leave some notes there to claim that Taiwan doesn't exist, that kind of stuff. Yeah, this kind of is the other note about talking about this stuff. I think the most hilarious one is they have a build up a cross Taiwan Strait railway that it doesn't exist and not possible in the future. That of course it's all reverted. All right, let's talk to the main topic today, that we have done some village crossing on both OpenStreetMap, adding their Wikidata identifier, and also on Wikidata, adding the OpenStreetMap relation ID on both. And this is old screenshot because on October the 1st, we had a new village that is established in Taiwan due to their one village is too big, so they split it to becoming two. So this is the old screenshot. And in Taiwan, we have the village is the basic administration unit in Taiwan. So we have all done the mapping on OpenStreetMap and Wikidata. And we might just missing the historical village that we might have time to do it, at least on Wikidata stuff. Okay, and we have done some hard taxi managing stuff to do some, village, the rural areas mapping, adding their land use, buildings, and important infrastructures. Okay, and last year, thanks everyone who joined the hard taxi manager for the Hualien earthquake. It's a great help to mapping the buildings in the area because it is quite under mapped for a while. Okay, here is a list of things that we have done for the imported. We have done the AED, measuring shutter. This is for the free wheel ETC pole for the charging of the when you use the free wheel. And the iBox is a kind of pulse box stuff. And most important thing, the address nodes, because it's not open data in the And it was opened up one by one, one county, one cities, one by one. And now we totally in Taiwan have 26 cities or counties. And there are only 5 or 6 that haven't released their open data, their address as open data. Other stuff, we have the village boundaries. It also exported on the, it also available on open data platform. But on OpenStreetMap, you're doing some village editing, it's quite complicated. So we're doing some semi-imported to make sure the village boundary is accurate as possible. Reference the government source. Also other stuff we imported, drinking water, place name and local language, and hydrants, maybe helping those firefighters. And for the, but we had made some mistake in the past. For example, emerging shelters. Some nodes are in the known islands, means that their coordinate is empty or 00. And I think the most cases, they didn't write down the accurate coordinations. So I think there's almost 10, and see the known islands here. Okay, this is a further discussions that we, and the final decision is to revert those that are in the inaccurate positions or removed. Okay, here is going to the main topic, main stuff today. Here is details, descriptions about the process. Due to the nature of doing some village mapping, you can't do it automatically, at least for the geographic stuff. So in doing some semi-imported. And there's also a change of the government agency response for these data assets. And we are unfortunately going to the old agencies. So of course we download the old data assets, making it on the OpenStreetMap old village or the old version, and both on Wikidata. So when we found out, I think it's 2 or 3 years later that we found out this situation, so that we have to do it, to check it one by one and make sure which village is dissolved, disbanded, and which village are a new one. And finally, that we have developed some community toys to monitor the government source. So when there is new announcement from the government, we'll know there are new village or there's some village will be ceased to exist. And also done some network analysis from a Chinese mapper that he found out that there are some village with no upper relationship. And that's in the practice in Taiwan, we will include all the child relation under the parent relationship. And also we have some, there are multiple parents for a village relationship, and that is also not possible in the Taiwan administrative unions divisions. Oh, I have a misspell, so ignore this one. It's a village, yeah. Okay, in 2025, that we had monitored, there's a 3 new village, and one is, the newest one is this one, that already have Wikidata item before it's all exists in the reality and also on OpenStreetMap. On Wikidata, we can do it in advance because we can state what is the starting point of this village. But on OpenStreetMap, the best practice, it should be when it is established in the reality, then we created a relationship on OpenStreetMap. So here we still haven't had the OpenStreetMap ID. Yes, this is, I think it's before October 1st. And these two Rich, when I took the screenshot, I haven't created an ID yet, Wikidata ID yet. So both now exists on OpenStreetMap and Wikidata. But right now, it should be because I created later after the screenshot is taken. All right, here goes the river. And if you have done some river tracing and also river relation creation, you'll know it's quite a complicated. I think it's as complicated as the boundary stuff. So, and what we do for this project is there is a government code called River Code by one of the Taiwanese government agencies that they do it for tracking some budget spending. And yeah, so we will cross-link this code to add it on Wikidata, also on OpenStreetMap. And we also create a Wikidata proposal. If you're familiar with the process, it will take some time for the Wikidata community to review this new properties. It's called P9170. And also it's possible, not only adding the Mandarin name, but also the Dagi or Hakka name on it. That these two are the one of the two Taiwan national language. Okay, and this, okay, this is Philippines. So I think all the Philippine guys will know this Civit Wikipedia stuff. They also have created a bunch of the, because the Civit Wikipedia has some articles also on Wikidata. There are some corresponding Wikidata items created. So they might have a chance that there are some duplications, at least for the river data sets. Okay, and there's some challenge that not every river in Taiwan have a river code because the government used this code to control its budget spending. So usually the central governments will be interested in adding a river code for the big rivers. And for small rivers that is managed by the local government, they will have no interest because they spend not that much money on it. So this is probably, we have 100 rivers under this river code, I think 100 to 200. And in Taiwan, there are more than 2,000 rivers for big one or a small one. And also that the previous slide I mentioned, that the Civit Wikipedia, that there have some numerous, a big bunch of the duplicate items exist on Wikidata. And also we have to manually do the matching because sometimes we record the different names on Wikidata, Wikipedia, OpenStreetMap. We have to make sure that they're the same river. Or as the other situation is, they are the same name in Mandarin, but they're actually different rivers. For example, I was doing some translation about it. Maybe some river are called the Clean River. That means this river is quite a very, very, the water quality is very good, and they have no sands inside of it. And in Taiwan, we have 11 rivers that is in this kind of name, Clean River stuff. We also have a version is called the Dirty River. And probably in Taiwan, I think it's there are 3 or 4 rivers in this name. Okay, another project is the elementary schools matching. And due to the OpenStreetMap and Wikidata have different tagging schema. On OpenStreetMap, if you don't write down the grades tag, you can't classify it by if it's elementary school or high school. And on Wikidata, they can distinguish if you're doing the, it should be distinguishable by their some simple query. But on OpenStreetMap, you have to at least add some grades. Otherwise, you have to do some name query and name classifications. For example, at elementary school, we will classify it as elementary school. Okay, I think I have only 5 minutes left, so I will speed up this process. Okay, we're doing this because the list on Wikidata is near 100%. But on OpenStreetMap, that might be not the case. And we relied on government sources to do this matching. So this is the Wikidata stuff, it should be near perfect, near full. And we do this to match the stuff on OpenStreetMap. And by doing some editing on virtual map, okay, this is a schema we could do about that. The normal situation, they should be very, very classified and well organized. And we are also doing some, because the Wikidata toys are more powerful, so we rely on Wikidata toys to do some monitor. And also could add the OpenShima ID or a wave ID to a separate field to monitor if it's, if you want to do a 100% double check on Wikidata OpenShima, you can do it by using this automatic table on Wikidata. Okay, here are some common metadata on the school data. Okay, and here's the challenge part that we have to also, for the case on village, on the case of school, it's quite the same. We have to monitor. There might be new school established, so there's a new increased population in a certain area, and the vice versa. Maybe some schools are disbanded because that village doesn't have anyone newborn there yet, so they're ceased to exist. So I have to monitor government source. And right at this point, we didn't have a toys to monitor the announcement yet. And also there's duplicate items. Maybe it's created on English Wikipedia and Japanese Wikipedia. Also, there's also, okay, another misspelling, ignore it. Okay, there's also a branch campus or cellular classes situation exists in Taiwan. Okay, I'll just skip this one. Okay, I think I run out of time. So there's also a project that is OpenStreetMap guys using Wikidata that's called Name Suggestion Index. Its main purpose is to create the standard branding tagging schema on OpenStreetMap. So they rely on Wikidata's tagging to do it. And they will load it, the stuff on Wikidata. And when you are using ID or Rapid ID, they will give you some suggestion if they detect that this is a certain brand, and you can add it automatically. No need to do it manually. Okay, I'll skip to the, okay, here's the website for Name Suggestion Index that every countries around the world, they have those different kinds of brands, and this is a Taiwan one. You can see there's for banks, bicycle rental system, or insurance companies, or bakery chains. All kinds of the chains of the merchandise are included. And this one is the bank one, one of the biggest banks in Taiwan, the Taiwan Bank. You can see this is kind of using the overpass query plus some CSS visualizations. You can find the green dots are those that are used using the NSI standards, and the red one is missing some tagging from according to the NSI tagging. Okay, recently we have done these three new properties. They are related outdoors activities. One is the hot and mountain hot, one is the mountain trail, and one is the mountain. Yeah, the peak. Yeah, we do the same property proposal on Wikidata and using both to get the whole data set from these outdoor activities website. And they will have a database identifier for each mountain peak, mountain hub, or the trail. And we do this part, we haven't done it yet because we are doing something are exists on Wikipedia. So we might have to double check it. So in the future, we have to do it. We import it and add in the Wikidata ID to OpenStreetMap. Because in the most cases, mountains, peaks, hunts, or the trail exists on OpenStreetMap. And here's a proposal. This is for the mountain hut. That's going through this process. You have to raise some example, maybe already exists on Wikidata, also external ID. And also, we write automatic toys to monitor the situation. This is the for the temple stuff that we are created to monitor, because we have proposed other Wikidata properties that is related to religious places. Okay, also for the church, we also have a Chinese language church database to do it. And also, because this is location-related property, it's also possible to cross-link to OpenStreetMap. Can I summarize? Okay, we want to cross-link the both database and also make it 100% accurate and also coverage 100% on both projects. But this process quite of, you have to do some main part on this part. Maybe you're doing it manually, semi-manually, or automatically, by both of them. And also, we should have some domain knowledge and expert about this topic, or at least as an editor, doing something to doing the research. Okay, here is the part. I think I'm 2 minutes late, so I think it's still open to questions. Thanks, everybody. Questions on site or venues?
Village boundaries. So here's a mountain, and the boundary should be on top of the ridge line. But then the map, it goes straight. And I asked the government, they said if you need to change the boundary, you have to, the city council has to have a vote. So officially, the boundary is straight. But it should be on top of the mountain. What do you do?
Okay, so for OpenStreetMap, Danny is from Taiwan, so he provides some real example about the conflict between the reality and also from the government source. There are some difference between it. And for my answer is, in this case, we should follow your rules, that on-site stuff. And I think you also edited it on OpenStreetMap, right?
I did it one time. I said clearly the boundary's here. And I mean, that's the facts. But the next edition, it's always still going to be in a mountain. So then I erased my edit because, fine, that's what they want. That's what they get. It's not my fault. They put the boundary there. And don't blame me. I didn't change it. So that's what I finally backed out of my edit. And I mean, it's got to be a lot of work to fix all these boundaries, but that's the official boundary there. Don't blame me.
Okay, I think we should keep pursuing the government to change it. Yeah, maybe because, well, I think the boundary is not a very good example for underground situation, underground rules. So, and usually official announcement by government, so. For simplify the process, maybe just follow the government release data set will be the best practice. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for that insightful presentation, Mr. Dennis, and then for the participant that asked the question. And then we next to the next question from Venulus. Does Matayan Creek in Hualien have a river code?
Okay, this is a big river, so for the one that has caused some disaster last month. Yeah, Mataan Creek in Hualien has a river code. Yeah, that's correct. And I think it also added the English name on the both Wikidata OpenStreetMap. If I miss it, just tell me and I can add it later. So any other questions on site or online? Okay, I didn't talk much about the tech because for the technology part, it may be case by case dependent. So we can discuss it later, maybe in the break time. Yeah.
It seems for the address data, you're much better than Google, because Google just used the estimate of halfway points, but you now got the very accurate.
Okay, that is Taiwanese. So because the commercial address, sometimes they will do some, yeah, this kind of the intersections. Maybe this is 1 or this is 10, and in the middle probably will be 5. But in some cases, that's not the case. And from the government source, they will actually visit the site on site. So the address node should be the most accurate in normal situations. And especially outside the city area, for example, maybe in the farm area or more agricultural counties. The address node is more accurate because we use the, it was reported from the government source. Yeah, that's my comment. Yeah.
Okay, sir, maybe this is the last question from the panelists. How do we best handle border delineation conflict with mainland China, especially when they involve other neighboring nations?
Okay. As a mapper and also a member of data working group, I have to emphasize that we follow the underground truth rules. And also you should read the wiki page about the dispute territories that we list all the dispute territories claimed by which countries and also who actually controlled it. So following the underground truth rules, we should map the boundary according to the underground truth, who actually control it. This should be included, that boundaries. And for the claimed boundaries, it is possible to add it, but not as an official natural boundary, according to the rules on OpenStreetMap. And yeah, that's my response to these questions. And emphasize again, this is also the standing point of working data working group.
Okay, thank you very much for insightful and informative session, Mr. Dennis.
Early this morning.